I just request you to come closer, inshallah. Sadiq, qareeb qareeb aa jaye, inshallah. There's a hadith hoga. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله we're going through the chapter باب فضل الحب في الله تعالى the chapter which discusses loving each other for the sake of Allah تعالى The chapter which discusses loving each other for the sake of Allah. Yes, it's okay. loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ke waaste, Allah ta'ala ke liye ek dusre se muhabbat karna. So this next hadith, wa'an al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qala fil ansari, la yuhibbuhum illa mu'minun, wa la yubghidhuhum illa munafiqun. من أحبهم أحبه الله ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله متفق عليه سيدنا براء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه روايت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے انصار کے متعلق ارشاد فرمایا انصار مطلب وہ گروہ صحابہ کا وہ گروہ جو مدینہ کے باشندے تھے تو ان کے متعلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ان سے محبت نہیں کرتا سوائے مؤمن انصاری صحابہ سے مؤمن کے علاوہ اور کوئی ان سے محبت نہیں رکھتا اور ان سے بغض نہیں رکھتا سوائے منافق جو انصاری صحابہ سے بغض رکھتا ہے نفرت کرتا ہے یہ منافق ہی ہے من احبہم احبہ اللہ جس نے ان سے محبت رکھا اللہ تعالی اس سے محبت کرتے ہیں ومن ابغضہم ابغضہ اللہ اور جس نے ان سے بغض رکھا اللہ تعالی بھی اس کے ساتھ بغض رکھتے ہیں متفقن علی Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the Ansar. Remember there were two groups of Sahaba, Muhajirun and Ansar. Anyone who migrated from outside of Madinatul Munawwara to Madinatul Munawwara became known as Muhajir. Whether they migrated from Mecca, originally the Muhajirun who migrated from Mecca, they have the greatest virtue, the greatest honor. And that's why in the Quran Allah Ta'ala mentions وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ Those who did sabqa, those who went first from the Muhajirun and Ansar وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ And then those who followed them And then those who followed them, meaning those who went first, the early Muhajirun Ansar, they have the greatest rank in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. And then those who followed them, they are also Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them that certification. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning here about the Ansar that nobody loves the Ansar except for a believer, except for a mu'min. Only a mu'min can have muhabba for the Ansar. That means it's an alama, it's a sign of our iman to have love for the Ansar. So on one occasion, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was traveling with the Ansari Sahabi. And that Muhajir Sahabi was very elderly. And he was traveling with a young Ansari Sahabi. And everywhere they were going, the elderly Sahabi, he was looking after the young Ansari Sahabi. He was doing his khidmat, doing his service. So the Ansari Sahabi was very ashamed. He said, my uncle, you are older than me. You are older than me. Why are you doing my khidmah? Why are you doing my service? And that Sahabi, he was not a muhajir from Makkah. He came from a different town. So he said, when I came to Medina, I did not know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like. I did not know about who the muhajir were, who the ansar were. But when I came to Medina, I saw these people doing so much khidmah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that straight away the love for those people developed in my heart. And then later I was told that these are the Ansar. These are the people of Medina that are doing so much for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, at that moment in time, I made a wa'da and an oath that every time I am with anyone from the Ansar, I will do their khidmah the same way they did the khidmah of Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's a natural consequence, a natural result of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love the Ansar. You would just think about the amount of sacrifice the Ansar went through. The Sahaba Muhajirun would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, we don't know what to do. These Ansari Sahaba, this hadith we covered previously. We don't know what to do about these Ansari brothers. They've given us everything. We have no way to pay them back ever. Even if Allah Ta'ala makes us maldar and rich, we still will not be able to give back their haqq. They have done so much for us." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Speak good about them. Unke bare mein acche baat kya karo aur unke liye dua kya karo." These are the two things that you can do. And if you do these two things, inshallah, you will have fulfilled their haqq. Because it's not always possible. If our Adil Bey comes and he spends hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds on me, always giving me this and that, gifts and all kinds of mashallah dawats and all of these kind of things, maybe it's not possible for me to do the same thing back for him. Maybe I'm not financially that well off. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us here. Somebody has done you so much khidmah and favors. The thing that you can do back for them is speak good about them. Always mention their ta'rif everywhere. Talk good about the person. And secondly, do plenty of dua behind their back. Because dua fi dhahri al-ghayb, behind the back of the brother, is very powerful. Very, very powerful. One of the asra'u dua ijabatan da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ان دعاؤں میں سے جو سب سے جلدی قبول ہوتی ہیں وہ یہ ہے کہ کسی بھائی اپنے بھائی کے لیے ان کے پیٹ کے پیچھے دعا کرے. The person does dua for their brother behind their back. This dua is one of the quickest to get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine, anyone does me a favor and I do lots and lots of dua for them. That's why one of the duas, you know, always after each salah we should say, well, even when we're doing dua for the Muslims in general, make the intention, "Ya Allah, all the people whose haqq I fulfilled, all the people whose haqq I haven't fulfilled, oh Allah, everybody, forgive all of them, help all of them, relieve all of their difficulties." And especially if a person says to us, "Do dua for me," we should always do dua for them. It's wajib now. If someone comes to me and says, "Do dua for me," it's wajib now to do dua for them. So do dua for them there and then. Our people have the habit of saying, "Inshallah, I'll do it." And that inshallah, that day never comes. So do dua then. If Adil Bay says, "Muftisab, can you do dua for me?" May Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for you. May Allah Ta'ala open up all the doors for you. May Allah Ta'ala keep you happy. Allah Ta'ala ko khush rakhe. Do some dua there and then. Like I mentioned previously about Sheikh, one of the great scholars of the past, anyone who would come to him, he was an Arab, so anyone who would come to him and say, "Hazrat, mere liye kuch dua kar lijiyega," he would say, "Kan Allahu lak," Allah Ta'ala tera ban jaye. May Allah become yours. Because if Allah becomes yours, aapke tamam masail hal ho gaye. So he would do this dua straight away. Kan Allahu lak, may Allah become yours. Allah Ta'ala aapka ho jaye. Anyone, any dua that they would say, "Hazrat, main bimar hoon, Hazrat, ye masla, wo masla," he would always do the same dua, "Kan Allahu lak, kan Allahu lak, kan Allahu lak." Beautiful dua. But the thing is, we should do this dua for our brothers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying here that only mu'minun, believers, have muhabba for Ansar. It's a quality of the believers that they have muhabbat in their heart for the Ansar. Like I was mentioning, how much sacrifice the Ansar gave for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the first people, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, we hear about his sacrifice. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, everybody wanted Rasulullah to come to the house, do mehman nawazi. Everybody wanted Rasulullah to come to their house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized, if I say I'm going to go to his house, everybody's going to be upset. So he said, "I'm going to leave this qaswa," the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "The camel is directed by Allah, wherever it goes and sits, that's the place where I'm going to stay." And the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and he stopped in front of the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His grave is now in Istanbul. A person can go there and visit. It's a place called Ayyub in Istanbul in Turkey. Very beautiful place. And you see, subhanAllah, one sahabi buried in one location in Turkey. The whole area is nurani. In Istanbul, in Turkey, you will not see that many people in jubbas, that many people with beards, amamas, women in burqas and niqabs, as you will see in Ayyub, that small area of Ayyub, and especially around where Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala is buried. It's like you're in like some khanqa somewhere, some kind of very spiritual place. And the masjid where he is buried is just filled with very, very pious, spiritual looking people. So it's the barakat and the blessings of the grave of a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, the Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu had this honor. He was so happy, so excited. He took in the luggage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his house. And then he's thinking so much, what should we do? Should we sleep on the top floor? Should we sleep on the bottom floor? And, you know, if we put Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the top floor, there's going to be guests who are always coming, and it's going to inconvenience Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's going to inconvenience us. And he's thinking through so many things. And in the end, he decided that he's going to be on the top floor and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be on the bottom floor. And they went through so many hardships and mujahada that it's mentioned inside of the books of Seerah. But the point is, this is one sahabi, and so many sahaba from the Ansar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, only a mu'min has muhabbat for them, and only a munafiq, a hypocrite, has bughd for them, hatred for them. That only a munafiq, a hypocrite, will have hatred for the Ansar. Because the Ansar are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's Rasul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he mentioned when he found out that some of the Ansar were upset. Because Rasulullah had distributed the wealth of the war booty, the spoils of war, mali ghanimat. He had distributed it, and some Ansar were a little bit upset. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all of the Ansar. And then he went and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "An-nasu, the people are my upper garment. Wal ansaru dithari, and the ansar are my lower garment." Matlab, the ansar are the most closest to me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "People walk on one path, and the ansar walk on one path. I will always walk on the same path as the ansar." And then the sahaba say, Rasulullah said many more things like this until the ansar were all very, very happy. Everybody was very happy. And they realized that Rasulullah loves us. Because they didn't care that Rasulullah is giving this person more money, that person money. This didn't matter to them. But they thought, maybe Rasulullah likes those people more. That's why he's giving them more money. Sahaba didn't have love of dunya. That's why it wasn't that, oh, Rasulullah didn't give me money and I want money. It's just they thought that Rasulullah giving money to that person means he has more muhabbat for them. But Rasulullah clarified, no, I have more muhabbat for you over everybody else. مَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ Whoever loves them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him. And whoever hates them, Allah ta'ala will. Whoever has dislike for them, Allah ta'ala will have dislike for them. وَعَنْ مُعَادٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي جَلَالِي لَهُمْ مَنَابِرُ مِنْ نُورٍ يَغْبِطُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح سیدنا معاذ ابن جبل رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے سنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ارشاد فرماتے ہوئے کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اللہ عز و جل نے ارشاد فرمایا یہ حدیث قدسی ہے مطلب اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی خود اس حدیث کو ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ المتحابون فی جلالی جو لوگ ایک دوسرے سے محبت رکھے فی جلالی میرے عزت کی وجہ سے مطلب میرے محبت کی وجہ سے میرے وجہ سے لَهُمْ مَنَابِرُ مِن نُورٍ ان کے لئے قیامت کے دن نور سے بنی ہوئی ممبرے ہوگی نور سے بنی ہوئی ممبرے ہوگی ممبر ہے یہ تو ممبر ہے نور سے بنی ہوئی ممبرے ہوگی يَغْبِطُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ انبیاء علیہم السلام اور شہداء جو انبیاء تھے اللہ تعالیٰ کے مخصوص بندے پیارے بندے اور شہداء جو اللہ تعالیٰ کے راستے میں شہید ہوئے یہ ان سے غبطہ کریں گے کہیں گے کہ یہ لوگ کون ہیں جن کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے نور کے ممبروں پر بٹھایا ہوا ہے یہ حدیث امام ترمذی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے ارشاد فرمایا سیدنا معاذ بن جبل رضی اللہ عنہ mentions سبحان اللہ beautiful حدیث my friend used to always mention this حدیث that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has narrated اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی states those people who love each other this حدیث قدسی اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی states people who love each other for my sake لَهُمْ مَنَابِرُ مِن نُورٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will have special pulpits like this made of noor for them. You can say special seating arrangements made of noor, beautiful seating. And they will be made to sit on them. يَغْبِطُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ The anbiya, the prophets and the martyrs will do ghibta, will envy them, will be envious of them. That who are these special people? My friend used to always mention this hadith. This friend of mine, he had the habit. We were in madrasa, we were young students. He would always give gifts to everybody. Always. I love you for the sake of Allah. You know, things that we were embarrassed to say. I love you for the sake of Allah. I love you for the sake of Allah. Here's a hadiah for you. I love you for the sake of Allah. He made it normal for us to say this. He did this, one friend. He's an imam now in Scotland, Mona Hashim. He's from Blackburn. He moved there. He was the one who made it normal for us to say this. Because we find it a bit strange to say, I love you for the sake of Allah. He made it so normal. He made it a church of this in the Darulum. Everybody was saying it, I love you for the sake of Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. He would just go around giving hadiyah to everyone. And he was a non-resident, which means he didn't stay in the madrasa, so he'd go home. So he'd always be going to the Islamic shops, bringing different gifts and giving it to people. Different people, always, I love you for the sake of Allah. So he would always say this, and then he'd quote this hadith as well so many times. Allah Ta'ala bless him. You know these people, that's why they say, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, أَمَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي فَلَهُ أَجْرُ الشَّهِيدٍ. Somebody who revives a sunnah of mine at a time when that sunnah has died, nobody is doing it, then this person receives the reward of a shaheed. Some narrations mention 100 shaheed, 100 shaheeds, but this is very weak narration. But shaheed, definitely, this is a sahih narration. So anytime we feel there's a sunnah, that we see it, it's lacking in my life, lacking in the life of people, we should revive it, we should talk about it, do the charcha, and then people will start doing it. And everybody that does it, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me everybody's reward first of all, and then the reward of a shaheed. So this, loving each other for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Anbiya, the prophets and the martyrs will envy them. Does this mean that they will be higher than Anbiya and the martyrs? No. Obviously the Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah's prophets, have the highest rank. It just means that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will honor different people. Allah Ta'ala baaz logon ko bulayenge aur unko khas ek sharaf naseeb farmayenge. Maslan muazzinun, jo log azan dete the. Hadith sharif mein kya irshad farmaya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke muazzinon ki gardane lambi lambi hongi. Taaki har ek unko pehchan lenge ke ye duniya mein azan deta tha. It will just be, a person will be, Allah will grant these special favors to people. Just so on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala shows you that I appreciated what you did. That you gave adhan for my sake, there you go, special honor. People who used to control their anger, and when they were inside of an argument and they were winning, they could win, they would say, you know what, there's no point. And they used to calm down, control their anger, become quiet. Allah Ta'ala will call them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will give them a special pair of clothes, and Allah will make them wear it. Just as an honor, and look at what this person did. I appreciate what this person did. So many different ahadith like this are mentioned. Doesn't mean that these people will be higher than the Anbiya and the Shuhada. It just means that Allah is going to honor them in a very special way, that the entire humanity from Adam alayhi salam till the last person will see and think, who is this person? I wish I was in that person's place. Allah Ta'ala make us from these people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability to practice upon these ahadith. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
ये इसके गले में है, इसकी गर्दन कितनी लंबी हो।